insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. We're again with you with explanations of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
We reached the last verse of this holy surah and chapter of the Holy Quran that was explaining the previous verse. He said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to ask Him to guide us to His straight path, the path of those who He's blessed. We explained what the straight path is, and briefly, and simply, it is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who He's guided, who He's blessed, and this path is their path, according to the other verses, are the prophets, the truthful ones, the martyrs, and the righteous. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. We don't want to be guided to the path of those who you have wrath on, who have incurred your wrath, and not those who've gone astray. This ghadab, what brings about the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who are the ones that are astray? According to the Holy Quran, any type of shirk, in any way going against the concept of tawheed and the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is in faith, and believing in more gods than one, in believing in no god, in disbelieving in a god at all, and also in action. According to the Holy Quran, if I act according to my desires, I am considering my desires as my Lord. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen the one who has taken his desires as his Lord? This is a type of shirk. If I obey my desires against the will of God, where God has asked me and told me to do something, I go against that will because my desires dictate me to do so, then I am taking my desires as my Lord because I'm obeying them. Obedience is a form of worship. When I'm obeying my desires, I'm worshipping my desires. And that's why in that verse it uses the word ilah, which means worshipped. Have you seen the person who worships his desires, is the meaning of that verse. So any form of disbelief in God, whether it's the belief itself or in actions, worshipping anything other than God, this brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is going astray, depending on how the action is done. Sometimes people do these actions or disbelieve in God because they are lost. Sometimes they do something right and sometimes they go off. This is a person that is astray. He's wandering about in the path. He's not taking the wrong path completely, and he's not taking the true path completely, and he's lost somewhere in between, and this is a person that's gone astray. And a person that's maghdub alayhim is a person that's following the wrong path. The more one follows the wrong path, the more he gets on that path of maghdubi alayhim, which has the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to a path, the path of those who He's blessed, and not the path of those who He has His wrath on and who have gone astray, we're basically asking Him to keep us on this path and not allow us to have one bit of shirk. You may have heard the verse that says, most of the believers are mushrik as well. How does that go together? That one is a believer and a mushrik. One believes in there being only one God, and at the same time believing in more than one God. The explanation of that verse is this, that sometimes they practice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. They know that He is the only Lord. They know He is the only God. However, in practice, they end up worshipping their desires and other people's desires. And that, as I said, is a type of shirk. Of course, it's shirk in practice. It is polytheism in practice. So in these verses, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us not have any of that. Not have it in our faith, not have it in our practice. There are a set of narrations that we have that interpret the straight path as Amirul Mu'mineen Salamullah Alayh. The Imams have been asked, what is the straight path? And the Imam would reply that it is Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib Salawatullah Alayh. What does that mean? I would like to get into that a little bit, because we will have, inshallah, in the following verses of the Holy Qur'an, many other examples as well, that an interpretation of the verse is asked, and the Imam replies, as the interpretation being the Ahlul Bayt or the Imam. What does that mean? That means that this is Amirul Mu'mineen, one interpretation of this, at least, of this verse, based on the hadith, is that Amirul Mu'mineen is one of the most perfect examples of this verse. A person that is on the straight path. A person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. He is a Siddiq, truthful. He was shaheed, he was martyred, and he was righteous. He was one of the most perfect examples of Siratul Mustaqim. Many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, when he wants to explain goodness, he refers to it as a person. In a verse in Surah Baqarah, we read, when it's talking about the change in the Qibla, and the face, the direction that we are supposed to face in prayers, as we know in Islam, at first the Muslims used to face Jerusalem. Then it was changed to Kaaba. In the verse, after explaining that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Bir, righteousness and good, is not that you face your face towards the east or the west. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Goodness is the person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Day of Judgment. He explains the concept of goodness as being the belief in Him and the Day of Judgment and His angels and the books that He has sent and the prophets and all of that. But he doesn't explain it as a concept. He explains it as a person, giving an example of a person. That a person like that is a good person. That's goodness. He explains it through mentioning it as a person. So this verse, when it says Siratul Mustaqim, okay, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path, and the hadith says that the straight path is Amirul Mu'mineen. It is similar to that verse. It's explaining the concept with a most one of the most perfect examples of it, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Another explanation of that hadith would be that he is the one who will show us the straight path. As we have one of the attributes of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is known as Imam al-Muttaqeen, the guide and the leader of the Muttaqeen, the God-wary. As Shia, we believe in the imamate of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and we have much love for him. I would like to mention a narration that we've received from our fifth Imam, Imam al-Baqir, salamullah alayh. I don't have time to read the entire hadith, but the gist of the hadith is this. He refers to a companion of his by the name of Jabir al-Ju'fi. Jabir is a very, very close companion of the fifth Imam. It's important to know who narrates some of these hadith, because that gives us a little more insight about the text and what the Imam has said, and why he has said what he said to this companion and not the others. Jabir is a very close companion that was more into the levels of Iman. He would talk to the Imam, and the Imam would talk to him about levels of Iman and spirituality and the likes of that. In this narration, the Imam tells Jabir, he starts like this, Ya Jabir, the Imam addresses Jabir, أَيَكْتَفِي مَنْ يَنْتَحِلَ التَّشَيُّعَ أَنْ يَقُولَ بِحُبِّنَا أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. Is it enough for a person that considers himself Shia to just have the love of us, the Ahlul Bayt? فَوَاللَّهِ مَا شِيَعَتُنَا إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّقَى اللَّهُ وَأَطَاعَهُ. By Allah, our Shia are only those, and not anyone else. There are only those who are God-wary, وَأَطَاعَهُ, and they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانُوا يُعْرَفُونَ يَا جَابِرْ إِلَّا بِالتَّوَاضُعِ وَالتَّخَشُّعِ وَالْأَمَانَةِ. They're not known except for the following. He mentions a number of attributes, tawadhu, humility, and takhashu. They have khushu, they become very detached from everything except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are facing him. And many, many other attributes. After the Imam explains these and mentions them one by one, then Jabir says, فَقُلْتُ يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مَا نَعْرِفُ الْيَوْمْ أَحَدًا بِهَذِهِ الصِّفَةِ. O grandson of the Prophet, we know no one, not a single soul, that has the attributes that you just explained. فقال, the Imam says, Ya Jabir, لا تذهبن بك المذاهب. حسب الرجل أن يقول أحب عليا وأتولاه ثم لا يكون مع ذلك فعالا. He says, don't let people take you astray. Don't let different views to mislead you. Okay. Is it enough for a person to say that I love Ali, and then he does not act according to that love? فَلَوْ قَالَ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَلِيٍّ ثُمَّ لَا يَتْبَعُ سِيرَتَهُ وَلَا يَعْمَلْ بِسُنَّتِهِ مَا نَفَعَهُ حُبَّهُ إِيَّاهُ شَيْئًا. If the person would have said that I love the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet is higher and better than Ali, alayhi salatu wasalam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then he does not follow the practices and the lifestyle of his Prophet, that love of the Prophet is not going to get him anywhere. Love of the Ahlul Bayt is something that we definitely need to have, according to the Holy Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Prophet should say that he asks nothing from the people as rewards for this great service that he's doing to mankind, guiding them, except for the love of the Ahlul Bayt, mawaddatan fil qurba. We should have that love. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our love and increase the practice of our religion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah.
بخمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله سبحان الله حمدا
أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة